Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Well, you know what is not great stuff is the situation with Zimbabweans in South Africa. And we've been trying to get clarity. We've spoken about those, the special, the applications, but then you've got to prove these skills. Who's going to do that? No one's going to put themselves at risk, I think, to apply for it. But in the meantime, people that we work with, people that we work alongside with and have done for years upon years are extremely vulnerable and I think in the most precarious and difficult position. And we wanted to try and get an update as to what the options are at the moment. Advocate Simba Chitando, advocate of the High Court of South Africa. Good morning. Thanks for joining us on such short notice. How are you?
Morning. Morning to your listeners. I'm well under the circumstances.
Okay. So let's, what is the current situation now for people in this position?
Okay. I would assume you're talking about ZEP holders and not just Zimbabweans generally in South Africa.
Correct.
They're both groups are in a similarly precarious situation, but I'll start with ZEP holders.
Right.
As it stands, on the 31st of December 2022, this year, the ZEP will come to an end. It came to an end initially on the 31st December 2021, but it first the government said that they would give a 12-month grace period, which would take to this December. Then they withdrew the grace period and then extended the ZEP until the same period of time of the grace period. That's a legal technicality, which I won't bore the
listener. All right, exactly. So, okay, yeah. Cool.
And as we stand, the matter is currently before court.
Right.
It will be heard on the 5th, 6th, and the 7th. Various organizations have taken the decision by cabinet to court, and we are quietly confident that there will be justice for ZEP holders. Many ZEP holders have taken the opportunity to apply for what they call waivers. From my understanding, most of the waivers were rejected, but I think last week the Minister of Home Affairs withdrew his rejection of the waivers and said that he's going to reapply his mind. We don't know what that means, and quite frankly, we're all taken aback by that decision. It looks like Home Affairs is backtracking. But be that as it may, we still have this deadline. The guillotine is set to fall on the 31st of December unless we reverse the decision. Another factor that has to be mentioned is the bilateral relationship between Zimbabwean and South African governments. They are meeting to try and figure out, I'm not sure exactly what they will be doing, obviously it's closed door, but they will be meeting in October to discuss this crisis. And to be quite frank, if I'm not in the government, I don't know what's going to happen in that meeting. But that's where we are.
So, and when do we hope to get a decision by the court? Because that's really the most tangible and concrete way that people's mind could be put at rest ahead of the end of December.
That's a good question. Unfortunately, only the judges can decide when the order or judgment would be made after the hearing. What often happens is the court may make an order and then a written judgment to come months afterwards. I anticipate that that's what might happen. Sometimes the court...
Well, I guess it doesn't really matter as long as people know, as long as the order is given and as long as it's obviously supportive of the position of Zimbabweans that the, as you put it, the guillotine isn't going to fall on the 31st of December.
Yes, that's the most important thing. We want justice for ZEP holders. This situation is not just, I think I heard in your introduction, it affects not just Zimbabwean ZEP holders, but the South African counterparts, the entire region.
Absolutely.
You have You have just 3 days ago. I mean, I deal with these matters every day. 3 days ago, I heard I had a meeting with a family where the children are South African, the father is a ZEP holder, the mother is a Zambian citizen. So three different countries, wow. And you know, with the most peculiar case.
Right.
And it was you're breaking up families. So it's you know, family bonds don't know borders. They don't know permits of various kinds with various conditions and application procedures. They don't care about families or families.
Well, let me ask you a different question, and it might be an unfair one, a position to put you in, but.
Great.
Why does South Africa have such a long and, I think, ugly history of turning their hearts cold to the plights of our neighbors and in Zimbabwe? Why is it that we appear not to give a damn about fellow Africans, about Zimbabwe? Why don't we care?
It's a difficult, yeah, you're right, a difficult question. I've got various thoughts on this, and just, you know, my experience is that there are many South Africans that have a very strong bond with Zimbabweans. And in fact, in this case, you've got the Helen Suzman Foundation, you've got KOMSA, several NGOs that are predominantly South African from top to bottom, and they're supporting. They put their necks on the line, put themselves on the fire line for Zimbabweans. So there is a strong bond between the two countries. But that said, there are certain elements within South Africa that have a very hostile relationship or attitude towards Zimbabweans. And I think it's because of economic factors and ethnic factors, going back long before even colonization. There's a huge tribal element within the xenophobia that we're seeing. You know, it's not just, okay, it's you know, they're coming to take our jobs or whatever. There's a lot of, okay, the objection to inter, you know, Zimbabwe-South African marriages. We're seeing a lot of that resentment. I'm just looking at the nasty stuff I see on Twitter. It is a competition as well between, you know, for obviously for resources. So whenever you see a economic decline, as we've seen after post-COVID, those ethnic tensions, they peak. And it's not just in South Africa and Zimbabwe, but throughout the world, we're seeing a lot of, you know, populist, tribal populists, racial populist sentiment throughout the world at the moment. And that always happens, you know, mankind, you know, when resources are thin, then people say, right, no, we stick to our own and we attack the other groups. So I think that is part of it. But again, you know, I am quietly optimistic that Zimbabwe and South Africa are so close.
Right.
Not just by border, but by background, that we will.
Right, that we will resolve this.
Yes.
Well, we're going to keep you on speed dial, if you don't mind, just because this is a conversation that we need to keep having, and we need to keep bringing people updates on this. Advocate Simba Chitando, who is an advocate of the High Court of South Africa, updating us on the Zimbabwean, the expulsion or possible expulsion from South Africa.